Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Menteri Luar Negeri Mary Spain mengatakan COVID-19 telah mendorong pengulasan ulang mengenai program bantuan Australia.
Our Partnerships for Recovery strategy has been developed to help address unprecedented health, social and economic challenges. And we're working with Pacific Island Forum member countries to maintain a humanitarian pathway to ensure that essential goods and services are able to move around the region.
Strategi baru ini menetapkan langkah untuk program bantuan Australia selama 2 tahun ke depan. Pendanaan ini akan ditargetkan ke negara-negara di wilayah Pasifik, seperti Timor Leste dan Indonesia. Setidaknya $280 juta dari dana dalam anggaran bantuan akan dialokasikan kembali dari program-program yang telah ditangguhkan selama pembatasan perjalanan COVID-19, seperti program beasiswa dan program sukarelawan. Dana tersebut akan digunakan untuk kebutuhan medis dan kemanusiaan yang diakibatkan COVID-19. Menteri Pembangunan Internasional dan Pasifik, Alex Hawk, mengatakan kepada Radio Nasional ABC bahwa kepentingan geopolitik dan pengaruh China di Pasifik tidak memiliki hubungan dengan strategi baru tersebut.
We're talking here today about the development budget and the reprioritization of the development budget, and that is about helping our Pacific partners and our Pacific family. It's not about competition with anybody else. We're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it because COVID threatens Pacific countries in the same way it threatens us, except that there are issues of food security, there are deep economic issues that flow from COVID, and the health challenge. The health systems are not as strong and stable as you might find in Australia, and it's incumbent on us to make sure that for the people of the Pacific, we're doing as much as we can for them.
Matt Dinkler, wakil CEO dari organisasi Save the Children Australia, mengatakan bahwa bantuan untuk wilayah Pasifik tersebut disambut baik, namun ia juga menekankan perlunya dana tambahan.
This is an aid budget that's been cut by around $11 billion over the last few years, and therefore it's greatly diminished overall. We've had to restrict our funding closer to home. We've had to move away from fragile contexts in sub-Saharan Africa, for example, and less funding going into places like the Middle East. This redirection is going to hit someone hard, ultimately, and what we're saying is the government needs to complement this focus on the region with additional aid funding over the next couple of years, because the crisis is really unprecedented and these countries are going to be dealing with its impacts for a very long time.
Tingkat kasus dan penularan wabah COVID-19 termasuk rendah di negara-negara Pasifik. Tetapi, Tinkler mengatakan, dampak sosial dan ekonomi sangatlah besar.
Case numbers are very low, but the impacts are still very high. So, health systems can get easily overwhelmed. We know, for example, that some tuberculosis health posts have been converted to isolation wards to prepare for COVID. That might mean that people who suffer from tuberculosis don't get the support they need. We also know that this crisis will push families into poverty. The World Bank's put out data recently saying that we'll see the first global increase in world poverty since the Asian financial crisis. What that means is that children are often at higher risk. Children are at risk of violence in some Pacific Island nations, and when they're away from places like schools and youth groups, they're also away from the protective structures.
Strategi baru juga mempertimbangkan langkah yang akan memungkinkan lebih banyak pekerja Pasifik untuk melakukan perjalanan ke Australia. Pertimbangan lainnya adalah langkah untuk membuka transportasi lebih lanjut dan koridor pariwisata. Salah satu kemungkinan adalah dengan memperluas rute perjalanan Trans-Tasman ke negara-negara seperti Fiji dan Vanuatu. Dua negara itu telah menyatakan keinginan mereka untuk bergabung dalam program tersebut. Pilihan lain adalah untuk memungkinkan pekerja melakukan perjalanan satu arah dari beberapa pulau-pulau Pasifik Australia untuk mengisi kekurangan pekerjaan. Miss Bridie Rice dari Dewan Australia untuk Pembangunan Internasional atau ACFIT mengatakan bahwa membantu negara-negara Pasifik untuk membangun kembali ekonomi mereka adalah strategi yang tepat.
So initiatives like increased visas for seasonal workers, increased mobility of technical assistance and other advice in and out of the region are all contemplated here. And we really welcome that whole of government approach to addressing COVID as it hits the region.
Australia telah mengeluarkan 2.000 visa dengan masa berlaku 1 tahun untuk para peserta dalam skema buruh dan pekerja musiman Pasifik. Miss Rice mengatakan, ACFIT juga ingin melihat tambahan dana untuk strategi bantuan baru tersebut.
ACFIT is calling us for a one-off $2 billion injection over 4 years at the next federal budget to fund this strategy. We think Australia is facing a great opportunity to show leadership in the region. In 2005, we did see Prime Minister John Howard announce an additional $1 billion humanitarian package for Indonesia after the tsunami. This is a crisis we're facing of unprecedented size. We need an unprecedented response as well.
Anda dapat mengakses berita terbaru seputar coronavirus dengan mengunjungi sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.